It looks at the political security situation in Mali since the intervention of the French in January this year, and it provides a global strategy to the international community and to Mali and to the region and to the African Union as how to now respond and rebuild Mali to deal with the various crises that now confront it, both at the internal level but also at the regional level.
I understand you have been to Mali recently. What were your observations of the situation there?
We were in Bamako a few weeks ago on mission pre the launch of the report, and we spoke to a number of people in Bamako, mainly the national authority, various people with the UN and the African Union and ECOWAS, and the concerns, the main issues were how to deal with the political process, questions about the timing of the elections, and whether security had been restored in the north. I think most people agree that the French intervention provided an opportunity to ensure international action in relation to Mali, but now the key question now is how to change the dynamic in the country.
Does the ICG have ideas as to how the dynamic in Mali can be changed?
Yes, we came up with a host of recommendations. I think the key for us, the heart of this, will be the political process. We have concerns that before this crisis again started in January, there was a political process on track, and it's to make sure we go back to that and to ensure that the authorities in Mali pursue an inclusive process that includes all the various armed groups and non-armed groups that are interested in renouncing an armed struggle and willing to participate in a national dialogue to chart the future of Mali and the political landscape.
From your reading of the situation, is this already happening in Mali?
I think there are concerns about the credibility of some processes, but the government has come up with a roadmap. The key is to make sure that the government commits to that roadmap. The key is to ensure that the process leading towards the election and reconciliation, that the government doesn't just pay lip service to it, but actually pursues that.
You have said that in your consultations with UN officials on Mali, there are some concerns that you have raised. Can you mention some of these concerns?
I mean, at the outset, there was a number of concerns based on concerns in this house about what the UN would be expected to do. It came in the context of the French desire to exit, but in exiting, the French were calling for a multilateral response to the crisis. So it wasn't going to be an exit in the vacuum. It was going to be a handing over to the UN mission. I think rightful questions were posed by a number of us, including UN colleagues, about what the UN is being asked to do, especially in a situation that where there's no peace agreement, it's not clear who the enemy is, and it's not clear what it is the objectives are that the UN is supposed to be achieving in this process.
So in that situation, what kind of a mission then should the UN put in place in Mali?
Well, there is a stabilization force. I think what we will be looking for is the political aspects of that mission, that there is a strong SRSG who's able to carry all Mali with it and carry the region with it and the African Union, and that there is an effort to build consensus with the various actors that are at stake. So for us, the real ingredient for this will be the political dimension of the stabilization mission.
Do African leaders have a major role to play in this process?
We can't tell the story of Mali without acknowledging the role of the region, particularly ECOWAS and the African Union. ECOWAS has been at the centre of this. It initially came out with the sanctions and a list of issues that it wanted to see addressed. And if you recall, in a sense, ECOWAS has been at the forefront of defining how the international community should respond. The AU came on board to support that process. They're both there. They can't be ignored. The UN has to do this in partnership, especially that it's the African troops who are being asked to put the boots on the ground. And in a sense, they have to be part of the political and military decision-making of this stabilization force.
And there's this issue of terrorism or concerns about terrorism. Is it a major issue in your view?
It is a major issue, but it's not the primary issue. The layer for us, the starting point is governance. Second is a crisis in the north. And third is the terror dimension. They're all interlinked in different ways, but the heart of the matter is the crisis at the center of the Malian state. We can't ignore the terror lens, but we don't want it to be the distraction to the crisis that we have now in Mali.
To conclude, give me your prognosis of the situation in Mali.
That's a tough one. I think if we have elections at all cost, then we'll be in trouble. That the elections themselves should not be conflict inducing. They should help to stabilize the situation. So getting that right is going to be important. Making sure it's credible is going to be important. Making sure that all the players are involved in that. That's the very first indicator for us as to the future stability and viability of Mali. If that goes wrong, then I think Mali will be in deeper trouble.